This recording, Fiddler on the Roof, is by Professor Ben Sayevich of the University of Kansas. It's copyright Polmai Dialect Services and is on permanent loan to the International Dialects of English Archive.
Devya, Yanta, Oriental, Avrom, Rochel, Rebnachum, Sprinze, Golde, Chodul, Bielke, Zeitel, Chava, Chavale, Motul, Kamzoil, Laserwolf, Mordechai, Mendel, Perchik, Fetka, Laban, Jacob, Le, Jacob, Actually, in Yiddish, Yaakov, or Jacob, there is not such a word. Jacob is in English, Yaakov is in Russian, but in Yiddish is Yankel. In Hebrew, it's Yaakov. Yaakov, it's the same name. The way the play was written, right, by Shalom Aleichem originally, it was written not by, obviously, and it was written in a different, the play was written, the name of the play is actually Tevye and his seven daughters, you know that, right? It's not Fiddler on the Roof, it's sort of a whole Broadway. And it was written originally in Yiddish, So, definitely in Yiddish, if somebody would refer it in Yiddish, he would refer the name Yaakov or Jacob, Yankel. Belke would be Bele, or Bele or Belke. That's a sort of a Russian. Belke is always a Russian ending to a Yiddish name, you know, since it's all... Okay, Rachel. Okay, for example, here you see you have the same name. The fourth name is Ruchel, and then there is Rachel. So in the play, I remember I've seen the movie, and in the movie they go from Ruchel and Rachel because they go back and forth. So it's not really. It's a great movie, but it's not in that way the most authentic, You see what I'm saying? So, Ruchel, and it's a funny, here it says Ruchel, which is actually, Yiddish is also a Polish, would be a Ruchel, and a Lithuanian Yiddish would be Rochel. You see, there is also a very different pronunciation. And Anatevka, it's also a imaginary village. It's a fictional village, so there is not such a place. So, southern Russia, Ukraine, probably they would have more of a Polish pronunciation. They would be more Ruchel. But a Lithuanian pronunciation, which is what I speak with my parents, would be Rochel. But okay, I will go further, So, I think I stopped at Leah. I give you all kinds of ways. Rachel, so I said Rochel. Frumesara. Basically, the ending is not Fruma, but Frume. Would be Frumesara, Mordechai. Shendel. Yosel. Or Yusel. But Yosel, we say Yosel. Then Sasha, Heinrich Heine, Rivke. In Yiddish it would be Rivke. Abraham, Moses. Abraham is Avrom in Yiddish would be, like I said before. Moses is Moshe. It would be Moshe, it says in Hebrew. But in Yiddish it would be Meshe or Moshe. Those people probably would speak Russian in a very basic way, get by with the gentle population in the market. So, and Rachel, for example, in Hebrew is Rachel, and in Yiddish it's Rochel. They're all biblical names, but they were Yiddish, put the Yiddishized during the years, And you have to understand what is Yiddish. Yiddish is a really 80% German, 10% Hebrew, and 10% the flavor of the country that you're in. Like Rachel, Rochel. Joseph in English, Yosef in Hebrew, Yosel in Yiddish. Tevye, it's Yiddish, purely Yiddish. In Hebrew would be Tuvia. Abraham, it's in Hebrew. Avrom, it's in Yiddish. Abraham is in English. Golda is a purely Yiddish word. Motul is the same as Mordechai. Lazar, for example, would be laser in Yiddish, yeah, but Lazar in Hebrew. Fetka is obviously a Slavic name. Sasha is not a Jewish. Sasha is a diminutive of Alexander. Rivka in English, Rebecca. Rivka in Hebrew, Rivke in Yiddish. Moses, I told you, yeah, is that Moshe, Moshe in Yiddish. Aaron, well, that's a very, obviously, a very biblical name. Aaron, in Hebrew it will be Aaron, the brother of Moses, as you, if you know the, a little bit the Bible. In English, the place names, right? In English you say Siberia, in Russian you say Siberia, and in Yiddish you say Siberia. Anatevka, that is a Slavic name, Anatevka. According to the name, probably it could be White Russia, Belorussia. You see, most of the Jews, of that type of Jews, of this place, because that's where my, I would say, my forefathers probably were from that, I would say, from that environment, I would imagine. This is, there were, Jews were not allowed to live in the Tsarist Russia until 1796. In fact, there were officially hardly any Jews in Russia. Unofficially, there were Jews, some Jews that lived from in Russia from about maybe 1,000 years. But there were different types of Jews. There were more Greek Jews, there were more Khazarian Jews, there were more Jewish people, or some families that migrated from Germany, but sort of assimilated into the Russian society. There were very few Jewish people until that time where they spoke sort of the Yiddish culture. Because this is a very distinct culture. Now, since 1796, there was the partition of Poland, and most of the Jewish people at that time lived in Poland. When they took Poland over, they naturally accepted an incredible amount, over 1 million people in those days. It was an enormous amount of people. And so they created sort of a Pale settlement, which means that you can only live in this territory. Now, this is a Polish city, Krakow, but in Russian you say Krakow, but in Polish you probably Krakow. Odessa, Rajanka, I don't know what this means. Kiev, Israel, you know what it means, that's Israel, yeah? Moscow would be Moskve in Yiddish, Moskva in Russian. Zolodin, okay. Petrograd, that's you know what is Petrograd. That's St. Petersburg in between the revolution and Soviet. There was that name only existed for a very short time. I think there is something wrong with that, to be honest with you. It couldn't have been called Petrograd. Not through my knowledge. Ravalovka, Warsaw, that's a Polish name, worth. Okay, Sabbath, this is obviously English. In Hebrew, Shabbat. In Yiddish, Shabbos. Okay, Lechaim, it's a toast. Yeah, Lechaim, and it's to life, yeah? Mazel Tov, in Hebrew, Mazal Tov, because it's two words. Mazal, luck, Tov means good. Luck, good, yeah? Good luck, basically, yeah? Mazal Tov. But in Hebrew, In Yiddish it's mazel tov. Zahava, okay, here is the interesting thing. Zahava, it's a name. Zdarovya, those two words have nothing to do with one another. Zahava is a name, which is actually means, in this is a Hebrew name, means golde. Zdarovya means health in Russian. Pogrom, yeshiva, it's a seat of learning. To argue, to debate about this and that, that was, you know, that was, and that's what they did in the yeshiva.